Today's episode of Wine Time Fridays is brought to you in part by our friends at 3D Kitchens by Design, CDA Gourmet, and Bottle Joy. If you're ready for a complete kitchen upgrade, 3D Kitchens by Design is the place for you. Visit 3dkitchensbydesign.info for more information. Located in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 3D Kitchens by Design. Dream, design, deliver. Introducing Bottle Joy, the Inland Northwest premier bottle shop and tap house. Located at 1208 East Sherman in Coeur d'Alene, Bottle Joy is a new libation establishment for folks to peruse and enjoy. Visit bottlejoycda.com or call 208-930-1922. Are you looking to elevate your kitchen? Do you want to take your cooking and entertaining from ordinary to extraordinary? Then you need to check out CDA Gourmet. Located in Midtown Coeur d'Alene, CDA Gourmet offers a diverse mix of flavor-enhancing products as well as the tools to make it all happen. Make every meal a special event. Visit cdagourmet.com for more information or simply call 208-551-2364 and start cooking like a pro. CDA Gourmet, your kitchen elevated. It's a 2014, Shelley. Chloe de Argentine Malbec.
Yeah, really? Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got so excited, I distorted my voice. It's been a long week, right? Are you ready to wind down? Why not? It's time for the Wine Time Fridays podcast with Shelley and Phil. Neither are sommeliers, but both have a deep passion for life, each other, and of course, delicious wine. And now, here to talk about this week over a glass of wine is Shelley and Phil. It's wine time. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine Time Fridays with Shelley and Phil on this Friday, July 14th, 2023, episode 169. Shelley, let's get into it. It's Friday. We want to get enjoying our evening after the episode.
We do.
Happy Friday.
Happy
it's
Friday.
Wine time. Okay, so sometimes I get this little hair up my behind, and I was like, it might be fun.
That's disgusting.
Okay. Sometimes I get a hair. Sometimes I get
an idea.
An idea that it's probably not one of Shelley's favorite, but we're going to do a blind tasting. I'm kind of superficially titled this episode, Summer Value Wines, Are They Worth the Savings? Okay. And I have picked out four wines. Shelley knows where they're coming from, which is Grocery Outlet. We haven't done that for a while. So, Shelley, can you pass me your little wine glass? This is the one white wine glass. And so I need to try to open this without her seeing.
Ooh. It's a screw cap.
Go figure. Would it surprise you
if you said these were from Grocery Outlet, right?
Yep.
So these could be terrible ones or they could be fairly decent. So,
which is why I wanted to do it. So what my – Shelley, you asked me my strategy in a sense.
Did I?
Well, you were like, did you buy these on any recommendations? And I said no.
Them?
And I said no. But I did look at the suggested retail – which doesn't mean anything. I also looked at Vivino average price. And so we did this a while back, but this is how I landed on these four. This one I may have landed on because of the name.
Rosé.
To health, wealth, and abundance, gratitude, romance, and
peace on earth. We almost broke the glass that time.
It smells really good.
It doesn't smell bad, but yeah, it doesn't smell bad.
All right, let's give it a whirl.
Not too bad.
Do you remember?
It's not slightly acidic.
I think it was two summers ago. We ran across a Scents Rosé for $4 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At Grocery Outlet. It was so good, I think we ended up buying two cases at some when you add it all up?
Well, the reason we bought it is it was low alcohol. It was Weight Watchers approved.
And it was good.
And it was good, yeah.
It was a $17, $18. I just saw cents the other day in the store for $17. This is not cents. So let's start by giving this.
This one's a higher alcohol.
Our Wine Time Fridays rating on this. Do you need a reminder?
It's pleasant.
Really? I think it's a little better than pleasant.
Okay, what comes above pleasant?
I'd say this is pretty damn good. That's what I'm going with.
Yep.
It's right in the middle.
It's right in the middle. Yeah. Pleasant and pretty damn good. It's a bit acidic. It certainly is not sweet. So it's a nice dry rosé. What's the price point?
All right. So this.
What is it?
Average.
I know this brand.
You do. The suggested retail for this is $14. This is a 2021 La Playa dry rosé that I picked up for $4.99. At Grocery Outlet.
Good job.
And I don't know what this is a rosé of. Oh, here we go. 60% Grenache, 40% Syrah. Nice. All right.
Do you ever wonder why they're there, though?
I do. I think they're...
And do we know?
They're for a number of reasons. One is... A distributor may have an overabundance of this and they need to get in for the next vintage, although this is 2021. That's
still good.
Yeah. So there's that. I don't know. And some may be ready to go over the hill. I don't think that would be this.
This is 12.5% alcohol, so yay. Not bad. I would recommend this one.
One for one. It's exciting.
La Playa.
La Playa, yeah. So why we know this is that
La Playa Carmenere we like.
Carmenere is very good. Now, I don't think we've touched on this, but Mark Cook is no longer at Fred Meyer.
No, and people are upset.
They are upset. People in the store and customers. And I don't think we're upset per se because he should go.
We will be as soon as we need something.
Yeah, so...
We're happy for him.
The Fred Meyer model is still 10% above cost, but they don't have a wine buyer right now. So
no.
It's kind of like...
They don't really have somebody who knows what to buy.
No, not at all. I'm going to do another... we're going to go to a white right now, okay? Can you talk about some of the things on our notes while I open this?
Well, let's talk about Wine Down Fridays.
Wow.
Buy a glass of wine and get the second for you or your guest, and you'll get it free. Nice.
Good timing.
This is on Coeur d'Alene Avenue, downtown, across from the parking.
If you happen
to be in Coeur d'Alene.
I don't know if we can say the new one anymore. So this one, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a problem. Well.
No dump bucket. We're going to get a dump bucket. A personalized dump bucket.
I've got this. So Shelley actually said we need to get a nice ceramic dump bucket. I can go a little bit more.
No. Okay, oh, because it's... Yeah. What if I hate it?
Well, that will be interesting. Okay. So wine number two, and then we're going to take a break. But wine number two obviously is white. I have a slight edge only because I kind of know some things, but not a whole lot.
This one doesn't have much on the nose.
It did come out of a pretty cold fridge.
But it doesn't have any funky smells. So
which is good. By the way, a lot of wines that come from Grocery Outlet have this
funky smell.
This real consistent smell that isn't pleasant. It's not pleasant.
Problematic.
Problematic. Hashtag cheersing.
Hmm. All right.
Yep. There's not a lot there. I would go flabby and hollow.
Hollow?
Yep.
Slightly sweet, but not bad. It doesn't taste horrible. And so I think if you have some friends, you're doing a barbecue and you have some friends who like a sweeter wine, this might be a good option.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I just wonder why we're not getting more out of this.
Maybe we'll let it sit here. See what happens.
So we can.
It's pretty ordinary. It's pleasant, actually.
Actually, it is pleasant.
Is it a Chardonnay?
It is a Chardonnay.
And it's stainless.
You know, one would think it is. Yeah.
I don't get any oak on this.
Typically a $16 Chardonnay, though they say that it's a 2021 Roblar Chardonnay, $6.99 at grocery outlet.
$6.99, you said?
Yeah, I put $7 down, but California, we're looking at a alcohol content. Can you read that? It's right there.
I can't read it without glasses, sorry.
I couldn't read it with glasses.
13.5.
Not bad. Not bad these days. 13.5 is not bad.
Got Sonoma.
Does it say stainless? It seems like it's stainless.
It must be stainless because they're not mentioning anything about butter. They're saying apple, peach, lemon, white peach, pineapple. Pineapple, yep.
Yep.
So it's a pleasant wine.
Yep. Not bad at all.
For $6.99.
$7. By the way, they
probably better than, you know, your $7.99 Clos de Bois, which are a little too much oak.
Yeah.
That would be a nice one.
I mean, we're talking $7. It's pretty good. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start getting to some reds. We have two reds to taste through, and we've got some news and kind of catching up. This is our first non-guest episode in 6 weeks. And we kind of got some exciting things coming up. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Your kitchen is the heart of the home. It's where family and friends gather during the most important and festive days of the year. It's oftentimes where that first glass of wine is poured. Through decades of designing dream kitchens for people looking to upgrade the most important room in the house, 3D Kitchens by Design is second to none in making those dreams come true. When it comes to upgrading your kitchen, why should anyone have to pay higher prices than necessary or sacrifice quality for affordability? With decades of experience in the cabinet industry, we've seen trends come and go. But there are some things that never change. People want quality, service, and affordability. We provide that and more, offering today's designs that will stand the test of time. So we give you one job: dream it. Dream your kitchen and then let us take it from there by designing it and then delivering your dream kitchen. For more information, please visit 3dkitchensbydesign.info. Located in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 3D Kitchens by Design. Dream, design, deliver.
Welcome back to Wine Time Fridays with only Shelley and Phil. No guests.
No guests.
It is the 14th of July. Shelley, you've had some praise in the last couple of weeks. We've had some nice weather. The summer seems to
very warm.
Kicking in. It's kind of nice.
Lots of cherries and berries around.
Yeah.
In the yard. No fooling. We're very surprised.
It's kind of cool. Wine number three from Grocery Outlet. We're doing summer value wines. Are they worth the savings?
I don't think you can call them summer value wines. You can call them wines from Grocery Outlet. So Grocery Outlet is in the West. It's in California for sure. It's in Idaho. Washington?
I think so.
Mostly. It might be in different states. I should have looked that up.
Well, when I was in
California. I think it's kind of like Trader Joe's used to be with their wine, maybe. But I think they used to buy lots and then bottle some. But
when I was in California, there was a grocery outlet on either side of where I was staying. So that's not bad.
Two?
Yeah. Wow. Within 8 minutes, 10 minutes.
One in Palm Springs and one?
No. One in 29 Palms. I was in Joshua Tree. So one in 29 Palms, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. And then one in Yucca Valley.
That's funny.
Which is about the same. So, all right. Here we go. We talked a little bit with Ethan last week on his process of looking at wine and all of that fun stuff. So I've got a screen that's white in front of me. You have a white paper.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting from the color on this?
It's lighter, like a Pinot Noir-ish kind of thing.
Here's the thing. This smells actually pretty good.
It doesn't smell bad.
Okay.
It's very clear.
Yeah. It's nice color. You're calling it Pinot?
I'm saying it's Pinot-ish.
Pinot-ish. Well, hashtag cheersing.
Cheers. Ing. A lot of tannins.
Yep. A lot of tannins.
I'm getting root beer on this for some reason.
Well, that's a great segue, Shelley. So, coming up, August 5th is the Brewery Olympics and Root Beer Olympics.
I didn't do that on purpose either.
At Outpost Brewery with our Rotary Club. And it's running from 3 to 6. It's
if you're in town, come lame.
Seriously, it's a lot of fun. Every game is designed to play with a holding a drink in your hand. And the kids did so well last year that we decided that
they
we would
their own category.
Yeah, they get their own category. We're at $25 a ticket now, today. But come August 1st, no, it's going up to 30. And then the kids, I believe, are 15. That will go up to 20. So look in the show notes. You will see a link to the Eventbrite. And honestly, we would love to see you there. It's a lot of fun. It's 3 hours of fun. We have music. We have games. We have
root beer floats. Potato bar.
I know. So good. Okay. We did that based off an accident that you said you're getting root beer in this wine. What do you think? What do you think this is?
Gosh, it's either like a Pinot Noir or some Gamay, maybe. I don't like guessing. But I don't get the brownish on the edges for the Pinot.
You know.
And it's not bad.
It's not easy to try to guess a wine on a blind taste.
Well, if you're.
I suck at it.
If you're Ethan, you can do it.
Yeah.
If you're a sommelier, you now know what to look for.
Right. I think this is okay. I think this is between problematic and pleasant. I'd say this is actually right at pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
I think it could age a little bit. Not very long, maybe a year. Or maybe it can just sit in a glass for a while. It'll probably age.
Okay. You ready to unveil?
Yep. What is it?
All right. This is a $20 suggested retail 2020 Ekoya Pinot Noir.
Ooh.
Good job, Shelley. She's very excited right now.
Sequoia?
Ekoya. Yep. Monterey County. Doesn't have a whole lot on it. 13.9 or 13.5 alcohol by volume.
So that's a bit big for a...
It is.
And not anymore, I guess.
Estate vineyards. Sustainably farmed, Shelley.
Nice.
We like that.
So if you have somebody who likes Pinot Noir, they might like this, or they might say it's way too sweet.
Yeah. Are you getting sweet out of this?
A little bit.
Interesting. I just think it's got a little bit of smokiness, a little dirtiness.
Was it in the fires?
It wouldn't 2020 have been. Might have been. 2020 is one of those years that everyone's wanting to forget.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, and how much was this?
Normally $26 at Grocery Outlet, $5.99.
Every time I write, we hear it in the microphone. Sorry.
Yep. It is what it is. Our last wine, and then we're going to take one last break, and then we're going to talk more.
So far, I've gotten 3 out of 3. It was really hard to get that rosé.
The rosé was tough. The rosé you need to be commended on. Okay, so no looking. So Shelley's having me finish her wine again. And this is when I really wish we had a dump bucket because I'm not sure I want, but I will.
So that says a lot. I'm not sure I want this.
It's actually not bad. It's just a little bigger than most Pinots. Even those California Pinots that have got a little bit more weight going, they've got a lot more balance. Okay. She's trying to sneak a peek.
I'm not. I'm wondering where all the noise is coming from. I think it's the tortoises.
Yeah.
Moving around.
You know, years from now, we'll be able to look back on these, listen back on these episodes. And we're like, there's Izzy.
Very dark.
There are the tortoises. There's our neighbor mowing the lawn.
We don't record outside anymore.
Actually,
I probably could still hear it through the window.
Okay. This one I'm actually really curious about.
Again, it's not terrible.
Nope, on the nose. Hashtag cheersing. We have to. It's the law.
It's tradition now.
It's tradition. That's a monk reference. It's tradition now.
Sarah Silverman said that.
Mm-hmm.
This is not bad either. Amazing. This has some tannins. Could lie down well.
Okay. So this, you're 3 for 3. This one might throw you a bit of a loop. I'm going to tell you it's not.
I'm going to guess it's okay. Not a red blend.
It's not on the label as a red blend. We don't. Okay. Yeah. It's got an actual grape varietal.
And it tastes kind of like that Malbec we had.
From? Oh, we can't talk about it?
That one.
One that's coming up in a month?
Yeah, that's the one. What is it?
I feel like I have to tell you this. This is typically a $42 bottle of wine.
Wow.
That I purchased for $7, so $6.99 at the grocery outlet. It's a 2014, Shelley. Clos de Argentine Malbec.
No, really? Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, check it out.
Wow.
I got so excited I distorted my voice.
A reserve Malbec. No less. It is good for the price.
13% alcohol.
I would get more of this too.
Interesting. Yeah. grocery outlet will buy wines that have been produced out of bulk juice.
And rename them?
No, grocery outlet doesn't rename them. But there are labels that they'll get slapped on some of them, not all of them. Clearly, La Playa isn't an actual winery. Mm-hmm. I think I looked at this. Roblar is a bottle by Roblar, so that's a good sign. This Equier is produced and bottled by Granite Coast Vineyards, so this one would be a little suspicious. And we've got this Clos de Argentine Reserva bottled by
suspicious.
Yeah.
It's a reserve, though.
It does say reserve. Blackberry and cassis flavors are rich, tasty, and chocolatey, while the finish on this full-bodied, ripe Malbec is lengthy and complex. I wouldn't say it's complex. I would say it's pleasant.
Well, you're judging it against a really good Malbec that we can't talk about yet.
No, but you will hear about it. That's okay. We can talk about that. We've actually already done some recordings for August that we're excited about. But
There is a little off at the very end.
Short finish?
No, it's long. Long finish, kind of off. But not bad.
No.
It's like Malbec.
So I feel like we're both 4 for 4 tonight.
Because you picked them and I guessed.
Well, you guessed correctly, so that's actually the more difficult.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I picked 4 that I thought had a shot at being okay. And they were. And the price point are pretty good. So I would have spent $91 on these 4 bottles of wine. Okay?
And instead?
Instead, I spent $26.46.
That's good. I mean, this is really the first time we've gotten wines that we haven't said sent two back. We didn't take them back, but we're like, don't get that again.
Yeah, and that happens. I saved $64.52. Are we saying you should buy all your wines at Grocery Outlet? Probably no. not. We would like you to buy wines at, you know, Coeur d'Alene Fresh and Bottle Joy and Culinary Stone,
Studio 107. We talk about.
Yes. But we don't expect you to buy wines only from our sponsors. That's just silly. We don't buy just wines from our sponsors. We buy them all over the place. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what's coming up in the future, what we've had in the past, and then we do have a wine word of the week. We'll be right back.
Looking for a premier libation establishment in Coeur d'Alene to enjoy premier wine and beer? Look no further than Bottle Joy. Located at 1208 East Sherman in Coeur d'Alene, Bottle Joy is a new libation establishment for folks to peruse and enjoy. No matter your taste, their extensive wine, beer, and cider list will have what you're looking for. And if you're looking for a pour decision that turns out great, their Pour Decisions Wine Club, spelled P-O-U-R, is for you. They still have a couple of their wine club spots available, but you'll want to act fast. Each wine club member gets a quarterly release of 2 to 3 bottles of red wine for $250 per quarter, along with other swag and events planned throughout the year. A food truck is permanently parked outside, offering a rotating menu, and they have live music on most weekends as well. For more information, please visit bottlejoycda.com or simply call 208-930-1922. Bottle Joy, the Inland Northwest's premier bottle shop and tap house.
Ready? Yeah. Welcome back to Wine Time Friday's podcast, episode 169, and we are talking about wines from Grocery Outlets, a store that may be available in your state or may not be.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not just Grocery Outlet. There are other value stores
around the nation.
I mean, Total Wine.
Yeah, and if you know some of them, let us know.
Oh, and absolutely. Absolutely. We're non-judgmental. We'll try anything.
Oh, no. All right. The wine word of the week.
Yeah.
Is dusty.
It's not just the wine word of the week.
It's the Seven Cellars wine word of the week, and it's a dusty.
Yeah. John Elway's dusty.
Is he, though?
I don't know. it just sounded right to say. Yeah, dusty. Dusty is a really interesting word. It can have a few different meanings and can be used in a positive or negative way.
As in, this Malbec is a bit dusty.
A little bit, yep. It can refer to a wine that's been aged for a long time. This is 2014, so it's 9 years old. South America, would that be considered 10 years old then?
Because it came from South America?
Well, on the other side of the equator, right?
Yeah, they're not a year ahead of us.
No, but they're a half a season. Like New Zealand and Australia, they can actually pick their grapes, like this year, 2023, and have them, that would be their summer is in our spring, so they'll have them 2023 in our fall. Yeah, yes.
Their summer is in our winter.
Well, I said summer and spring, but...
I digress.
Where was I? I can refer to a wine that has been aged for a long time and has developed a complex flavor profile. Can also refer to a wine that has been stored improperly and has lost some of its freshness. You asked why these wines might have made it to Grocery Outlet. Maybe that's some of that too. They're just Grocery Outlet buys these on the cheap and they sell them on the cheap. Mm-hmm. Everyone kind of wins because they're not getting nothing.
I think maybe 4 times a year they have wine tastings where you can go in.
I think it's 2 times a year.
2 times?
Yeah.
Where you can go in and it's only on one night. You can go in and taste some things that they have. But of course, if you don't get them that night, they're probably going to be gone.
Yeah. But it's a good idea. I will not.
And you will find different wines in different grocery outlets.
Yep. That's true. There is Silver Oak in a grocery outlet in Kirkland, Washington.
Oh, wow.
You know why it was there?
The label was not good,
the
label right?
Was crooked.
Crooked label.
Crooked label. So anyway, that's that. Some wines that we've enjoyed this week, as Shelley enjoys her, goes back to a Chardonnay.
I'm just tasting to see if it opened up a bit. It's just really light, very light.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No,
especially
it's not
in the
bad.
Summer, it's not a bad thing at all.
Right.
There's a story behind these 19 Crimes Cabernet Sauvignon.
Is it the Rotary story?
Yes. I won the fill-in award for our Rotary Club, Shelley.
I know. Who gave it to you?
JB.
A gorilla.
A gorilla. That was actually very cool.
And they
gave me a sack of potatoes, which we've been going
Idaho,
through.
You know. And Idaho, we also had a president several years ago. Her nickname was Tater. So
yeah,
everyone gave her a potato at the last day.
A little shout out to Katie. Yeah. Thanks, Taters. 19 Crimes Cabernet Sauvignon was in that little gift thank you thing. The Montoya Chardonnay, which we bought from the Culinary Stone last week. Veer.
Veer Wine Project. Soigné Rosé.
Yes. That was really good, too. Mm. Idaho Wine. The Matt Parrish Reserve Chardonnay. That was a naked wine that was outstanding.
Naked wines have really good wines.
My goodness.
Yep.
You keep going.
Yeah. The hard words again. Anun Eshar Reyes's Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon. Josh Sellers Cabernet Sauvignon. Clos de Bois Chardonnay. Why did you put that one in there?
There's a little bit of catch up on some of these things.
Raymond Reserve Selection Merlot.
Mm.
Always like a good Raymond Merlot.
Yeah, those are really good. That was really good.
Mm-hmm. J. Bookwalter, Protagonist, and a Fidelitas, Op 2 White.
Fidelitas.
Which reminds us.
Op 2 White. Which does remind us the winemaker for Fidelitas will be on Fidelitas. With us the first Friday of August as we kick off Washington Wine Month, the second Washington Wine Month of 2023. The first one is March.
We failed
miserably.
So we have a chance to make it up.
Yes. And we are going to. We've got some people lined up. So that Fidelitas Op 2 White, Semillon, Sauvignon Blanc. Am I close?
Yeah.
Okay.
Semillon and Sauvignon. Yeah.
Nice. It was really good. And so we're going to have Charlie Hoppus on August 4th. What to expect? We have a lot to expect. Am I doing it?
Yep.
Okay. We've got Wine and Cheese Day, July 25th, Shiraz Day, July 27th. Both of those are coming up, and we're going to have that next week. We're going to have both the Wine and Cheese and Shiraz, and actually we're going to talk about some wine apps. But Washington State Wine Month, we just mentioned, in August. International Albarino Day. August 1st, then they give them the whole week, August 1st through 5th, Albarino Week. National White Wine Day.
White Wine Day.
What did I say?
Wine Day. Sounds like Wine Day.
It probably came out that way. National White Wine Day on the 4th, the same day we will have Charlie Hoppus on. We are going to have Jeff Spurbeck with Seven Cellars this month on as a guest. We're going to have Ashley with Brook and Bull on as a guest, I believe. I'm 95% certain in August. Shay Frechette with Frechette Wines we're going to have. And we're also going to feature some Kiona wines. We're really going to go into Red Mountain in August.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to be really fun. I'm so excited. Red Mountain has made a statement.
Deep dive into a very small AVA.
Yeah, but they're producing unbelievable wines. Well, they're believable. We've already got we've got everything. We've done everything. We didn't talk about the Business Zone or Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater. July 21st, there is a winemaker's dinner at the Culinary Stone with Brook and Bull on the 21st. They're also going to be doing a tasting at Studio 107. That week also. And we've got Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater that's coming up with doing Footloose. That's
should
right.
Be really good.
And then lastly, we've got the Business Zone, a client of ours. Yeah, a grand opening on the 10th. The 10th of August. All of that to say, with a little bit of knowledge, wine becomes a lot less.
No.
Oh.
Thank you to our sponsor.
My throat is all gucked up. A huge thank you to our sponsors, 3D Kitchens by Design, CDA Gourmet, and the Bottle Joy Bottle Shop with Kurt and Joy down in Sherman. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can
And
say,
one last thing.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on the new app, Threads.
Ooh, Shelly, look at – have we got that going?
By this time.
With a little bit of knowledge, wine becomes a lot less overwhelming. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week when we talk about some wine apps, some Shirazes, and some wine cheese and wine for Wine and Cheese Day.
Located at 1208 East Sherman in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Bottle Joy is a new libation establishment for folks to peruse and enjoy. With menu items like Draft Joy, Can Joy, Bubbles and Light Joy, Mild Joy, and of course, Bottle Joy, your draft, bottled, and canned beer, sparkling wine, white wine, cider, and red wine tastes are all taken care of. For more information, please visit bottlejoycda.com or simply call 208-930-1922. Bottle Joy, the Inland Northwest premier bottle shop and tap house. Rich Perry, founder of 3D Kitchens by Design, located in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, loves a nice glass of Cabernet Sauvignon, but he says it just doesn't taste the same in an outdated kitchen. Your kitchen is the heart of the home. It's where family and friends gather during the most important and festive days of the year. And it's often where that first glass of wine is poured. 3D Kitchens by Design has seen trends come and go, but has figured out a way to provide quality, service, and affordability in their kitchen designs that will also stand the test of time. Dream your perfect kitchen and then let us take it from there by designing your kitchen and then delivering your dream kitchen. For more information, please visit 3dkitchensbydesign.info. 3D Kitchens by Design. Dream, design, deliver. Thank you for spending part of your day to wind down with Shelley and Phil. Remember, you can listen to any episode of the Wine Time Fridays podcast by visiting winetimefridays.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us on our Wine Time Fridays Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube channel, or on Twitter, which is @VintageTweets, for daily conversation. Until next week, here's our toast to you. To health, wealth, abundance, gratitude, peace on earth, and of course, romance.